Are we live?
Yep.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Powell and the team here at Dinosaur Adventureland coming to you today with a Whackin' Atheist. Now, this is actually the first one that I've ever personally done. It's not something that I particularly look forward to. I guess I don't enjoy confrontation. I don't like having arguments with anybody, really. But I think in the day and age in which we live, unfortunately, that's the society in which we're in. It's a society of people that wants to argue and fight about evolution. They want to cram it in everybody's faces, why they think we evolved from fish. And so I just thought it'd be a good idea to go ahead and just attack the theory of evolution at the fundamental and those who are the proponents of it. And we're going to see some proponents of it that you can look up online. And I just want to say right off the bat that anything that I'm saying, you can actually look up and verify to be factually true. I don't just talk and just pull things out of my hat and just make things up. Anything that I say is based on a fact or a statistic or something that is demonstrably true. I just want to get that out of the way because people accuse me. He's so dishonest. He's such a dishonest liar. And so I just thought I'd get that out of the way. You can easily Google anything that I say at any time, and you can see in any place that it is correct. All right, so let's go ahead and launch into this.
Churches are popping up all over the place now. And so
atheist churches, what is he talking about? I had never seen an atheist church audience. My atheist audience. Have you seen an atheist church?
What's your background? Were you raised in a religious family? Did you go to church?
And recently, I've just been de-baptized, so I have the actual certificate
to
show that I've been de-baptized.
How did you get de-baptized? The atheist church is launching 35 new services in cities across the world. There's ones in New Zealand, Hungary, France, the UK, and 16 here in the US.
Okay, so atheists always say, we don't have a religion. We are not religious. Why is it that they have atheist churches then? Why do they have atheist pastors? Did you know you can go to a counseling session with an atheist pastor if you want to? And you can go and get counsel and life advice from those who believe in magic, that the world created itself from nothing. If somebody thinks that the universe, time, space, and nature popped into existence from nothing with no cause, no God, why would you trust them for anything? They say that they're skeptics and that they were so skeptical of the Bible, many of them, that they just couldn't believe it anymore. But yet, you think of the fact that, are we still live or are we having an issue? Okay, we're good. Okay, very good. You think of the fact that they claim to be skeptical, yet they will believe anything that you tell them. They'll believe in anything. They'll believe in the Big Bang. They'll believe that we evolved from apes and chimps. They'll believe anything but thus saith the Lord. And so, yeah, the atheist church is a real thing. People think that it doesn't exist. It does exist. We have them popping up all over the United States. And so these atheist YouTubers that say, we've never heard of that, he's lying. They don't even know what they're talking about. They haven't even Googled it. All you have to do is Google it once. It's not hard to do.
So I'm here at the one in Strongsville, Ohio, just outside Cleveland.
What the f*** is he talking about? I had never seen an atheist church audience. My atheist audience. Have you seen an atheist church?
Like the first couple videos in like forever that we get from that pound is just a bunch of lies.
Just a bunch of lies, right? Wow. You know, what do you say? You know, it's something that you can, like, once again, it's something you can Google. It's something you can look up. You can see they have pastors that get up and they preach evolution from a literal pulpit. They have a literal pulpit at these atheist churches. They even have a worship service. I mean, you know, this needs to be pointed out. These atheists that are after your children, that are after our kids, after even college students, people in my demographic, that are trying to get us to think that there's no God, to think that we evolved from chimps, are after our kids. And they have done no research. They have no idea what they're talking about. Yet they'll flaunt their wings and make it look like they really know what they're talking about. They'll make it look like they're so tough and so strong, and they just want to challenge us to debate. So powerful, and we're so scared. We're just trembling in our shoes.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
Notice the pause. Do you see how this professor, this atheist professor, paused? Okay. If you have to pause to give somebody an answer, you know you're being dishonest. When they say that the universe created itself from nothing, they know that they're being dishonest. They know that it's ridiculous.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
Notice the pause. It's embarrassing, and they should be embarrassed. Anybody who professes atheism should be embarrassed and ashamed of themselves.
Right?
We didn't come from nothing, and no scientist believes that we ever came from absolutely nothing.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
You guys walk in circles and you do my work for me, really. That's kind of how I look at it. You know, they're just going in circles and then they turn around and it's just so ridiculous. You can see this with your own eyes. This isn't just stuff that I make up. I'm not lying to your face. Look, the truth fears no investigation. You can ask me any question you want because I know that I have the truth. The truth in the Lord Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life.
Right?
The Big Bang is not something from nothing.
Before the Big Bang, there was nothing, literally nothing. And then something happened, triggering the most colossal explosion in history. In a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, the universe grew from the size of that tiny point to something billions of miles across. This colossal blast created everything, all the matter we see in the universe today.
So Arn Ross says, you know, nobody says that the universe came from nothing. You got a bunch of scientists that say that, oh yeah, we believe it just popped into existence. In fact, Lawrence Krauss has a book called A Universe from Nothing. Stephen Hawking himself said that because there's laws such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. So these guys that say, well, nobody says that the universe created itself from nothing. Like, do you even talk to your own colleagues? Because your own colleagues are saying that magic is true, that mysticism is real, that a genie in a bottle just popped into existence from nothing. Ridiculous. That the idea of evolution and us coming from these single-celled organisms, it started all from an explosion. What if I said nothing caused something behind this piano to explode? What if I said nothing caused it? People say, that's crazy, that's weird. But that's exactly what atheists believe. They believe there was no God. That means that nothing would have had to cause the explosion of nothing, of time, space, into time, space, and nature. It's completely ridiculous. So just keep in mind, unfortunately, the atheist community, anybody who says that they are an atheist, they have admitted to you they have no idea what they are talking about when it comes to just basic laws of science or basic laws of logic or even just statistics themselves.
The Big Bang is not something from nothing.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
Right. All right, so I want to pause here. I know we played that clip a couple times, but the theory states that all the matter in the universe was condensed down to an infinite decimal amount of space, smaller than a single proton, and then in a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, it went from the smaller than that to billions of miles across. You know, that is trillions of times faster than the speed of light, yet nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. So when they say the Big Bang model has been tested and proven, even NASA themselves said, and I quote, it said, even though the Big Bang theory is widely accepted, it will probably never be proven. NASA said that. It will probably never be proven because it's not provable, because it's not science, because it's not true. Amen.
Let's talk about the universe, shall we? Universe, as we know it, was created by what is known as the Big Bang, or so we believe. The Big Bang is the belief that the universe essentially came from nothing. And that's hard to understand, because how could something so enormous and, you know, significant and just magical come from nothing?
This is what they are learning in school. They're learning that the world popped into existence uncaused from nothing. We have to combat this. We have to lift up our voices. You know, even those of us who are shy. I am a shy guy. I don't like to necessarily talk in front of crowds of people or even to people at all, because I struggle with shyness, believe it or not. Most people don't know that about me, but I just am shy. But the Bible commands me and you and everybody in this room, everybody listening online, that if you know the truth, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we need to open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And we need to tell the gospel, share the gospel with these people. You know, I feel so bad for them.
As I said, it was once believed that our entire universe, not just Earth, not just our solar system, not just our galaxy, everything, our entire universe was once this big.
Okay. Again, like this crowd, they say that we're so skeptical. They're just so skeptical of everything that they've ever been taught in the Bible, but they'll buy into it. It's like, what did they leave to go believe? A lot of these former Christians, they left Christianity, some of them, or whatever religion, to say that there's no God. They left to go believe in magic. They left to go believe in mysticism, that everything created itself and that we're here for no reason and that we were caused, that unconsciousness caused consciousness to come into existence, which doesn't make any sense. That there was no lawgiver for scientific laws that we have. If you have a law, you have to have a lawgiver. For whatever that brought time, space, and matter into existence, whatever that cause would have had to have been outside of time, space, and nature. They say, give me your proof for God, Matt. Give me your best proof for God's existence. The fact that I'm sitting here right now in this room is proof that God exists. The fact that this matter and energy that we see around us is proof that either A, it popped into existence from nothing, magically, or that B, it was created. Either somebody created something out of nothing, or nobody created something out of nothing. Either God created the world, or the world created itself. There is no other option. So, and there's a lot of other arguments, but whatever created time, space, and nature would have, by definition, had to have been outside of time, space, and nature. To be able to bring time into existence, you have to be timeless. To be able to bring space into existence, you have to be able to exist outside of space. It's pretty powerful, pretty amazing. Whatever created matter had to have been able to operate outside of matter to therefore bring it into existence. Those are the attributes of God. So when people say you don't have any evidence of God, it just goes to show they haven't even done the basic thinking. They're just buying into things that they're hearing on TV from their favorite celebrity. They're not actually studying science. They'll claim to be studied. I know this because I've talked to them, right? I've talked to people like the Raging Atheist, the YFN Atheist, Mr. Jones, 1972. These are all debates you can look up and you can see how they went. And, you can see that they really have nothing. At the end of the day, they can try, but they will fail because they're defending something that's indefensible.
You know, the chances of just a mega bang or explosion creating, you know, what's essential for life, you know, living creatures is just slim to none for me. It seems unbelievable at that.
I mean, if it were true, it would be believable, right? If you know the truth, it's believable. Jesus is so unbelievable that this would be the case. To me, it is unbelievable, but it is truly unbelievable what unbelievers will believe to remain unbelievers. That's how I look at it anyways. Okay, before we get into this surfing dinosaur here, a lot of people don't know this. You know, evolutionary theory has to explain so many things other than just humans evolving from fish and chimps and lizards. It has to explain so much more. It has to explain these fossils that are found out of place. Now, according to evolution theory, duck-billed dinosaurs surfed across the ocean to Africa. Okay? You can look it up. You can verify that it's true that dinosaurs surfed across the ocean to be able to get to Africa because they found fossils in Africa. So this is their response to this.
Guys, I wonder if that's what evolution actually said. All I had to do was a simple Google search, and this was the very first thing that came up. Dinosaurs once crossed oceans. First duck-billed dinosaur fossil discovered in Africa. You know, Matt's right about that. Cowabunga, dude, duck-billed dinosaurs surfed in Africa.
So not only does he accept it, he says he's right. Cowabunga, dude. This is what we believe. You know, it's so sad. You know, like he actually buys into it. And like I said, it's unbelievable what these unbelievers will believe to remain in their unbelief of the truth. It is so sad. You know, I really do feel bad for some of these folks. I feel like their opportunities have been stolen from them because they've been taught wrong. And if you tell a lie big enough, loud enough, and often enough, we all know this, people will believe it, right? That's what Adolf Hitler said. He said, if you let me control the textbooks, I'll control the state. Such a shame, such a shame.
Ethan, he runs the Your Friendly Neighborhood Atheist channel, and you will know him from Matt Powell's latest movie, The Atheist Religion, which I'm sure you've seen it too. What are your thoughts? Did he actually...
I don't get why he didn't want to talk to a more qualified person. I mean, I guess I do now because he did a very good job of making me look stupid.
Okay, so you claim that you're not a qualified person, yet you're out there on the internet talking about evolution and why it's right. If you're going to defend evolution publicly, then you should be able to do it in a civil discourse. You should be able to do it within the realms of debate.
And I have commenters all the time, well, I hate that he chose you because he made you look so stupid and he could have done so much better with somebody else. And
he did a very good job of making you look stupid.
And another thing that watching this movie has shown me is that I did lose the debate.
There's no need to get online and talk about how you lost. You know, in my opinion, the best advice that I could give you would be to just simply change what you believe, right? If you're defending something that's wrong, you know, Darwinian evolution, which we know is something that is a farce and fairy tale, you should change what you believe. If you're truly skeptical, you should change what you're putting trust in. And it's like, I don't know, like, is it just me or do a lot of these people not really have some self-awareness here when they're getting on camera saying, I did lose the debate? Like, who would post that on their channel? What in the world? You know, I mean, even if I lost the debate, I don't think I'd get on my channel talking about, I did lose the debate. Like, what's the point? There's no point in that. Move on, you know?
To the raging atheists, if you watch this video, just know that we're on the same side. Having said that, I have to be honest and admit you lost the debate to Matt Powell on the Modern Day Debate YouTube channel.
He's tactical.
Yeah, he's. I've always said that Matt Powell's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a walking charisma machine, and that's the problem. When you're...
And he's a manipulation machine.
Well, yes. He's quick. He's witty. He's a...
That's the reason why I don't debate Matt Powell.
Okay, so again, they claim, it's so weird because they claim that I am so incredibly stupid. A lot of these guys say he's so incredibly stupid. He has no idea what he's talking about. And then this private conversation that they had got leaked out. This is what they really think. They're afraid of us as Christians. They're not just afraid of me. They're afraid of us. They're afraid of Jesus. Because Jesus has power. You know, the word of God has authority. You know, when the apostles were being tried by the enemies of Christ, by the Pharisees, remember what the Pharisees said? They were crying. They cried out. They said, these are they which turn the world upside down. We're afraid of these men. You know, they're going to be afraid of the truth a lot of times. But like I said, the truth fears no investigation. If you're an honest person, you'll accept Jesus. You'll accept the word of God. You'll stop spewing the nonsense that you atheists have been spewing for years to our youth on your YouTube channels. Do you know why they do cartoons on their YouTube channels? What do all kids love? Cartoons. They are targeting our children. They are after our kids. And it is our job to stand up and tell people to watch out. You know, it is a shame to see people buy into this. It really is.
60 million years ago, last Tuesday, the mighty dinosaurs were wiped out. There were many reasons for this. And here is just one of them. Number 63.
Now, this is a kid's video for kids' education. This is for higher learning, okay? This is how dinosaurs went extinct, according to a one aspect of evolutionary theory.
Oh. Dinosaurs did spark themselves into extinction. All their greenhouse gases caused climate change.
Okay. Folks, they are so skeptical that they are going to they're going to believe that dinosaurs farted so much that they killed themselves with their own flatulence. They're so skeptical of the Bible that they'll buy into anything. And again, these are the crowd. These are the people that are after the kids. We must call them out.
You know, Mutt is just that freaking stupid. But he doesn't actually understand what he's saying because he doesn't understand what the fuck he's talking about. Maybe you ought to go read a book there, Mutt, you know, other than the Bible.
That's pretty funny. You know, I read mostly the Bible, so he's right that, you know, you're reading a lot of the Bible. But here's the thing. The Word of God has power. And the Word of God really proves itself. And when they preach the Word of God, like I said, it cut to their hearts. And that's why they stoned the Apostle Stephen, is because they started gnashing on the Apostle Stephen with their teeth. Because they hated him so much. Why do you think they nailed Jesus to the cross? Because they hated our Lord Jesus Christ so much. So this guy, why don't you read another book other than the Bible? When I do videos, I don't know if any of you guys have noticed, but a lot of times I'll reference the Bible, but most of the time I'm referencing these scientific articles, sir, that you can Google, right? There's this thing called the internet. That us Christians have learned to use as well. And I would encourage you, I think his name was Grumpy Atheist or something like that. I would encourage you to look up what I'm saying, not just accuse me. He's a Bible thumper. He's just, why don't you read another book other than the Bible? Because I do.
He also said that dinosaurs farted themselves into extinction.
Okay, they want to say I'm lying about that. He was just making that up. No, you can look it up. People are saying this. It's not me. I'm saying that what they're saying is wrong, and then they're accusing me of coming up with it. This lady goes, dinosaurs did fart themselves into extinction, guys. I say, no, wait a minute. That's weird. That's crazy. And then they all turn around. Matt's saying that dinosaurs farted themselves to death. What's wrong with him? He's a liar. Nobody says that. Folks, you may not be able to hear it online, but the people in the audience are cracking up right now. They're laughing at this because it's so absurd.
Is it weird to reply to a video that's already a reply to an initial reply? Does that even make sense? Either way, I'm doing it because Matt Powell.
Matt Powell is an incommodious apologist and demonstrationist. For some levels, they tried to be an inflatable banana and he did not reveal. He's also a living embodiment of the Dunning-Kruger effect. I am making this video to debunk Matt Powell's insane assertion that, yes, this is really what it says, dinosaurs farted themselves to death.
They literally teach that dinosaurs farted themselves to death. And then one guy says, well, you have misrepresented us. We believe that they tooted and it warmed the environment. That sounds even more stupid. And that's why they died. They died from the global warming.
As usual, he uses maturity with such conviction that it's easy to think he knows what he's talking about if you have no knowledge of the subject. He's sort of like Ben Shapiro. Except he looks maybe taller.
So how is that an insult? he's like a Ben Shapiro. It's like they hate Ben Shapiro so much. And they hate Matt Walsh and the guys from the... I love Matt Walsh. I love Ben Shapiro. All those guys at the Daily Wire, I think they do amazing work keeping our country a little more conservative, you know? But how is that an insult? You know, it just shows how crazy these people really are to insult you by saying, well, you're like Ben Shapiro. That's not an insult. That's actually kind of a compliment. Okay, because I like Ben Shapiro. I think he's good at what he does. But yeah, this is insane. But he says, of course, nobody thinks dinosaurs farted themselves to death.
So here I am, watching this, and I think to myself, well, we really need to get to the bottom of this. The idea that dinosaurs farted themselves to death is so absurd.
Dinosaurs, they also warmed the planet, thanks to all the gas that they emitted from eating all the leafy plants. And in all, they emitted a total of 520 million tons per year of global methane, which is, they say, the level comparable to the total given off today by animals and industrial activity. So they farted their way to extinction. I think what's important here is actually that this once and for all proves that the Creation Museum in Kentucky is wrong. Because if dinosaurs were actually farting that much, Adam and Eve would not have been that close to them hanging out. So I just want to point that out.
So this is the reason that the Bible's wrong, is because they think Adam and Eve couldn't have happened because the dinosaur farting would have killed them. I mean, this is the kind of crazy, insane, wild, only the professing themselves to be fools type would come up with. And they profess themselves to be wise, but they've become fools.
Is this just a natural thing? I mean, farts are natural, right? That is natural. So maybe this is the Earth's way of keeping populations from getting too out of control. You know, because like the large dinosaurs, they didn't have any predators. So this is the Earth's way of doing it. You know, we are going to be the victims of our greenhouse gases, which is of course natural, but then the Earth will have the last laugh, I guess. The last laugh.
We are going to be victims of our own greenhouse gases, folks. I don't know how this lady sleeps at night. I don't know how she eats any beans, you know. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. But she literally said, we're going to be victims of our own gas. You know, it's like the adult version of the, you know, you're being afraid of the monster in the closet. It's just more of you're being afraid of yourself, farting yourself to death. Just so weird. People actually think this. People, man.
Maybe. I mean, we've always had climate change, right? But this could be like extreme, right? Oh, I guess time will tell.
Time will tell, guys. Time will tell.
That's the simplest explanation that we have right now, which I think there were so many dinosaurs that it increased the amount of carbon in the atmosphere and that caused, you know, warming. I think that would be a simpler explanation of what happened.
So everybody's accused me, you're straw-manning them. You're making this up. Nobody believes, nobody, not one, this one guy said, believes that dinosaurs farted themselves to death. Not one, Matt. And I finally just said, okay, I'm going to call the directors of American Atheists. I'm going to interview them and ask them what they think happened to the dinosaurs. This lady said there's so many dinosaurs that they farted and killed themselves. Again, it's just insane.
No, Matt, dinosaurs did not fart themselves to death.
People like Matt.
So the next thing that wolf said, it was cut out of here. He said, this is one of your straw man arguments to make it look like evolution's not true. You know, here's the thing. It's not a straw man. You know, consider yourself whacked. It's game over. You know, you should come to our side and get out of that creepy forest that you're in and lose the creepy voice. Because I know that's not your real voice. You're muffling it to sound like a demon. Somebody in here said that, like a demon. Actually, I think his YouTube name was something like Cyber Wolf Demon. So, I mean, it's kind of fitting.
Powell really pissed me off. The fact that he's going around and claiming that he's trying to rid the world of all these lies really irritates me.
Why would that irritate you? Like, you know, we know these things to be false. In fact, I talked to people on the street and I asked them what they believe about evolution, and a lot of people are believing this now. So it shouldn't, you know, piss you off that I or that anybody would get online and say we're going to share the truth. You know, just shouldn't make you upset there, buddy.
He dumbs it all down to make it sound stupid to his audience, because it's a lot easier if you make something sound stupid to convince him it's wrong or it's flawed.
beards can really take a hit. University of Utah researchers discovered human beards evolved toward punches to the head and jaw.
That's insane. We were punched so much as primates that our beards, that's how we got beards, is because we needed a cushion from being jacked in the jaw when we were chimps. So they say, well, he just makes it sound stupid. Folks, any rational person knows that it's ridiculous. I don't even have to say a word. I could zip my mouth, you know, zip your lip like my mom used to say, and go out on the street and hold up the news articles about, you know, dinosaurs fighting themselves to death, or, you know, men's beards evolving from a punch to the jaw, and everybody's just going to laugh at it. It's a joke to them. If people knew what evolution taught, no one would actually believe in the theory. So he dumbs it all down to make it sound stupid, because if you make it sound stupid, you'll convince them it's wrong. What about this is rational and logical? It's much more logical to say in the beginning God created rather than in the beginning nothing exploded.
He dumbs it all down to make it sound stupid to his audience, because it's a lot easier to make something sound stupid to convince him it's wrong or it's flawed.
All right, so Richard Dawkins here. Who here is familiar with Richard Dawkins? He's the world's most famous atheist, and he goes on television. He wrote the book The God Delusion. He made a movie where he went up against all these different pastors and tried to debate them, and a lot of these pastors did pretty good against him, and he tried telling them there's no God. You know, this is ridiculous stuff, and he has gotten so many people to doubt their faith. But the man that caused many of you out there on the internet and in the world to doubt your faith and to throw away the Bible doesn't even know what a mutation even is. The mechanism, right, that drives evolution, he doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't even know what it causes. Check this out. He gets stumped on camera. He has to say, cut the cameras. It's the most basic scientific question you could ever ask a geneticist he didn't know the answer to.
An example of a genetic mutation or an evolutionary process which can be seen to increase the information in the genome?
So the next thing that he said there was, please cut the cameras, because I don't have an answer right now. And then he had to come up with an answer. But again, this is the most basic genetic question that you could ever ask a geneticist he didn't know the answer to. So, you know, that's the fundamental of evolution, is the mutation. And the reason we know that evolution is false is because of the fundamental of evolution. Their supposed fundamental is what causes degradations of systems over generations, of populations. Basic scientific law.
So this is my challenge to you, Matt. Get a hold of me. You know how to.
Okay. I don't know.
Let's do a three-hour debate. I think that's
okay. So this is weird.
That sounds great. I would love to do that.
Okay. So you're saying, I'd love to do this debate, but the day before, this is what he posts. He says, this atheist, Dallas Wade, says, bro, Matt Powell couldn't handle the compelled unbeliever in a debate. And then the same guy that's like, let's do a three-hour debate, Matt. The day before he posted this, he says, actually, I do not share your confidence. He's quick and articulate. He would squash me in a debate. Why in the world would you assume that I would not see that? Because I go through these comment sections. You know, it's like they think that we're almost stupid, that we wouldn't notice this. And I just wanted to point that out. Like these people, they show their feathers, right? And they act so big. But in private, they're like, oh, they're stuck in their parents' basement. They do not stand a chance. Let me make this clear to the atheist movement online. You do not stand a chance against God and his word. You do not stand a chance against Christians that know basic scientific law. You don't stand a chance against those. You might as well, if you can't beat them, join them. That's how I look at it. You can't beat us. You should join us. And the most rated up comment that I've ever gotten on my channel, and this is the weirdest thing, because like this shows these people do not do research. the most rated up comment that has hundreds and hundreds of thumbs up on my entire channel says, this Matt guy has obviously never talked to an atheist. So all the other atheists that come across this stuff, they just thumb it up. He must have never talked to them, which my channel consists of conversations where we've sat down over tea and had a conversation about evolution. And they fail every time because it's not me. It's them. It's not believing something. It's not me being a good debater. It's because they are believing something that is so wrong. It is so flawed. And it's easy to point it out.
I have put out a challenge before. And he's refused to even acknowledge that.
Again, consider it acknowledged. If you want to have a debate, I will debate you, Mr. Compelled Unbeliever. But you kind of already put here that you feel like you'd get squashed. So maybe we just shouldn't. Maybe we should call it off. Maybe you should take your video down and stop acting like and pretending and lying to your audience, lying and saying, let's have a 3-hour debate, Matt, when you know I'm not going to have a 3-hour debate with you because I'm not going to waste my time. I might debate you for 30 minutes on something and then we'll just call it a day. You know, I don't want to waste a bunch of time. Let's end with this. Let me see here.
As I started to watch his videos, I noticed that he was making arguments, actually putting the words into atheist mouth of arguments that atheists just don't make. And frankly, that pissed me off.
Okay. All right. Well, I've acknowledged your challenge, sir. Let's roll with it. Okay, this is the last bit that we're going to cover and we'll call it a day.
Once in a while, I get people that that claim they don't believe in evolution. And my response generally is, well, why not? Really, why not? Your world just becomes fantastically complicated when you don't believe in evolution.
What about your world is so complicated? What makes your world less complicated if you think that you evolved from a chimp? Right? How does it make your world less complicated to think that your ancestor was Curious George? Or that your ancestor was Mr. Limpet, the fish? Or that your ancestor was SpongeBob SquarePants, a sponge in the ocean? According to evolution, that is our ancestor. These people believe in literal Toon Network cartoon ancestors instead of factual and reliable and testable methods of ancestry. We've actually been able to do tests and determine our ancestry. We've been able to trace our genetics back to Y chromosome, Noah or Adam, and mitochondrial Eve, which lived in the recent past, according to the FBI. Academia is on our side.
Here are these ancient dinosaur bones or fossils.
That's the first thing Bill Nye says. If you don't believe in evolution, your world becomes complicated. But then he says, well, here are these dinosaur bones. That's proof of evolution. In the dinosaur bones, Mr. Nye, contains blood vessels. Does blood last millions of years? Blood cells, hemoglobin in the blood. We find collagen, FEX proteins, histones, C14 inside of dinosaur bones. So the very first thing that he referenced is the very thing that proves creation science. Let me tell you a little bit about evolution, guys. Your world becomes complicated without it. And let me show you these dinosaur bones that prove it. The dinosaur bones prove creationism.
If I believe that God exists, and I believe that it was the Bible God that existed, I would not worship it.
So, a lot of people say, well, we should have these debates and try to reach these guys that we debate. To be honest, I do have hopes for the people that I have personally debated in the past. You know, when Raging Atheist, and I'm going to end with this. When Raging Atheist broke down and cried after the debate that I had with him, I actually inside felt super bad for him, to be completely honest. I even called him on the phone. I didn't really want to make this public, but cat's out of the bag. It's too late. I called him on the phone and said, hey, if it's going to bother you that much that, you know, you got beaten at a debate, I'll take it down. Let's take it down. Let's scrub it from the internet. Let's forget about it. I want to help you. I don't want you to be humiliated. There's no glory in humiliating another human being. We're all created in the image of God. God so loved the world. God so loved. There's so loved love that we need to share with the world, folks. And, you know, I said, look, you know, I'm willing to, let's have it scrubbed from the internet. Let's forget about the debate. Let's talk about you, you know? And instead of doing that, he just got all upset and, you know, F you or whatever, hangs up. And that was it. I was worried he's going to maybe commit suicide because, you know, you get humiliated like that in front of the whole world and you have no hope. You have no Lord to turn to, no Jesus. Man, that's a scary place to be. When you're addicted to drugs and alcohol, you know, unfortunately, atheists actually lead the world in suicide,